show today, we have Credit Unions for Kids, Joe Dearborn, talking about their Vote for Miracles campaign and what's coming up in 2018. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Joe Dearborn from Credit Unions for Kids. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Mike. Hey, thanks for having us back.
You're very welcome. Anytime. You guys can come back anytime you want, every day, whatever you like. So we enjoy hearing and sharing your stories. So you got some good stuff to tell. And speaking of good stuff, you guys are in the midst of your latest campaign called Vote for Miracles. So give us the status, because it started November 28th and it runs through December 19th. So do you guys have any early results that you want to share right now?
Yeah, we do. Before I get into the results, I want to acknowledge the support of Co-op Financial Services and CU Direct, who have come forward with the $100,000 that we'll be presenting to the top five hospitals.
Nice.
And in the early returns, Mike, Mercy Children's Hospital in Toledo, Ohio, is in the top spot with just over 7,000 votes. They're followed by Hurley Children's Hospital in Flint, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Hurley, you may remember, won last year. Mm-hmm. In third is El Paso Children's Hospital.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Paso. And then Palmetto Health Children's Hospital in Columbia, South Carolina is fourth. And then Children's Hospital of Georgia in Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, nice.
Is fifth. So the top five hospitals will take home a portion of that $100,000. Number one hospital will take home 50. So
right on.
Lot at stake, especially as our hospitals are closing out the year. So this is an opportunity for them to raise some additional funds and further impact the kids being treated at their hospitals, especially during the holiday season.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. No more. I mean, every day of the year is important, but this time of the year, it's there seems to be a special ring to it as well. So, hey, is there any way that people can like go on the website, cforkids.org, and kind of see kind of the, because when you said, hey, we got the early returns in, I have visions of like sitting and listening to like the latest presidential election. Okay, yeah, Georgia went red, you know, California went blue or whatever that type of, is there any way people can track it that way? Or
yeah, Mike, if they go to voteformiracles.org, they can cast their vote, but there's also a tab where they can find out the results. So they can find out where their favorite hospital is in the voting, and they can keep track of that on a daily basis. I just went in before you and I started the interview, and Mercy Children's had just over 7,000 votes. I'm thinking it's probably closer to 7,400 now. So it's real time updates.
Right on. Okay.
It's pretty cool website that we managed for the promotion.
Well, yeah, and it's obviously the message and the end result here is all good, but it's kind of fun too, you know, to kind of go on there and see where you rank and that type. I mean, I'm in San Diego, so we're kind of representing Rady's Children's Hospital here in San Diego. So I'm going to go on there and check out, see where we are, and cast a few votes myself to support my hometown. And so it's kind of fun. You kind of have some skin in the game, I guess.
You certainly do. You can vote once a day. And we encourage everybody to get out there, support their local hospital. And not only, Mike, is it raising critical dollars for our hospitals, the five winning hospitals, but we're also able to tell the story about credit unions to a much wider audience.
Yep.
Let them know that, you know, credit unions really are there for the folks in the community, both from a financial perspective, but also supporting a very important cause, and that's children's hospitals.
Indeed.
So we love to be able to tell that story. As you know, credit unions have been doing this for what, over 20 years now, and have raised, approaching $170 million.
Good grief.
So we like to tell the public that your credit union is doing more than just offering you great financial products. They're also helping raise money to serve sick kids.
So
it's just, you know, it's just another example of how giving back is in the credit union's DNA.
Exactly, exactly. Well entrenched in our DNA, of course. Now, during the voting process, the public can choose their credit union in a drop-down section of the page. What can credit unions, or what credit unions are trending? Oh, you just gave me the, oh my gosh. You just gave me the top, I was just, I mean.
Those are the top five hospitals.
Oh, okay. So what credit unions are trending at the top of the list?
Yeah, there's several credit unions that have actually really pushed it out to their members. Just to give you a few of the top ones, Dort Federal Credit Union, which is in Michigan, Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Health Center Credit Union, which is in Augusta, Georgia. And mm-hmm. then ELGA Credit Union, which is in the Flint market.
Oh, okay. Flint, Michigan?
Are just three of the credit unions that have been very active in pushing it out to their members and their employees.
Gotcha.
And they're helping obviously drive the voting for their local hospitals. So that's important. I should add that Mercy Children's, who's are the top vote getter right now, they just sent out an email to all their employees and it blew it up.
Really?
That's what really drove their fundraising.
Okay.
They got their employees involved and they're very now much engaged in voting every day, and it's going to be very competitive. I should add that last year we had a really good start, but this year we doubled last year's first day numbers.
Wow!
So we're well on our way to eclipsing the 300,000 votes that we received all of last year.
Right on.
Yeah, the more people voting, the more they can hear about their local hospital, and the more they can learn about credit unions and what they're doing.
Yeah, and last year was the first year you guys did this campaign, right?
Yeah, we did it last year to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Credit Unions for Kids, and mm-hmm. we had such a good time and had great success. We said, hey, why not do it again? And
yeah,
we went to co-op and to CU Direct, and they said, yeah, we'll support it. We like what it does, not only for the hospitals, but for what it does for our credit unions and their awareness in the
That's
community.
Awesome. That's awesome. So what can you tell us about some local media coverage that that this is garnering?
That's one more benefit of this of this contest is that local media, TV, radio, newspaper have really gotten behind it and are pushing the community to get out and vote. So that brings awareness to obviously the hospital, but also the credit unions and their support of the event.
Mm-hmm.
So we are encouraging credit unions out there, if you've got contacts in the media, please reach out to them and let them know this contest is going on. And again, we can demonstrate how credit unions are involved in their community. So we're working obviously traditional media, but we're also working social.
Oh yeah.
As well. In fact, we created a kind of a cool new tool. It's a social share custom link builder.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, exactly. Say that three times fast.
Yeah. So it's a social share custom link builder.
Okay.
And it allows you to send it out via social post.
Right.
Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
And it already has the hospital already populated. And simply you can add your credit union if you like
mm-hmm.
and vote. And it's just a really slick way to do it and makes it even easier for
exactly.
For voting.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been seeing the tweets on Twitter. So I've been seeing a number of those and retweeting and stuff.
So you can pick up, you can find out information about that on our, this is a different website, but it's cuforkids.org
mm-hmm.
is where you can find resource materials like this custom link builder.
That's a great idea.
Other marketing materials as well to help promote it on the credit union side.
Great idea. And getting back to the media side of it, local media especially is always looking for stories like this. So it doesn't hurt to pick up the phone or shoot an email or even a tweet, because a lot of reporters and editors are on Twitter as well. So send out and they love stories like this. So it's a real good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's that time of the year where they're looking for good stories, mm-hmm. positive stories. This is one that I think will resonate with most local media. And I think credit unions probably have some kind of relationship with the folks in their local media.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
our hospitals with their radiothon events and the events they do tied to their TV partners,
mm-hmm.
they're calling in favors as well to help the support the effort there locally with their media contact. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a relationship with your media or your local editor or whatever, this is a great icebreaker to get in the door. So it's perfect. Perfect.
Great
so
idea.
Get
great
out
idea.
There. Get out there. Yeah. All right. So you, you have a lot on your plate, I'm sure. So to wrap up, what else can we expect in 2018? Because it sounds like 2017 is wrapping up to be a pretty good year for you guys and for credit unions as well. So what can we expect in 2018?
Well, Mike, we've got two new programs. Now, the first one's not really new, but it's we've found in doing some research into our fundraising data that skip-a-payment programs.
Yeah.
And for those that might not be aware of skip-a-pay, most people in credit union land are, but skip-a-pay is when a credit union offers a member the opportunity to skip a loan payment for a fee. And then that fee is in some cases donated back to the local children's hospital. Now, some credit unions do it as a revenue source, revenue stream.
Right.
There are credit unions that do that, then add a few, at $5 or $10 onto that, that piece going as a donation to their local hospital. So we found that there were 25 credit unions that did it last year and raised over $150,000.
Wow.
Just 25 credit unions. So if we can
double that.
Raise those numbers. It could be one of our marquee fundraising events in the year. So we're promoting that. And I should also add, as an incentive, Co-op Financial Services will guarantee all skip-a-pay applications.
Wow.
So if you're on the fence about doing skip-a-pay, please know that the co-op will match a percentage or whatever you might raise.
Very nice.
From your skip-a-pay program. So the application period for 2018 opens in mid-February.
Okay.
And there's information on our website about that as well. But our hats off to Co-op for helping us drive participation in what we think can be a really successful program.
Indeed.
In 2018. And then lastly, we're very much in the infant stages of this program, but we're developing online giving through home banking.
Oh.
And that really kind of came to us from Desert Schools Federal Credit Union in Phoenix, Arizona. They offer their members an opportunity to make a one-time donation, a monthly donation, or they can donate whatever's in their savings account, whatever change is left maybe in their savings or checking account at the end of each month. So if you've got $10.55, that 55 cents will roll up as a donation to your local CMN hostel. That's been really successful for them, and we've got some really good conversations going on with a couple of the technology companies that are kind of helping us develop that so we can bring it to a much broader audience. So we see real potential there with member-facing fundraising, and it's simple, it's easy, and credit unions can invite their members and say, hey, join us in this effort to raise money for our local children's hospital, and it can be done in an easy manner. And,
exactly.
You know, I think if my math is right, Mike, I think if you had 99 cents in your account at the end of every month, what is it, $11.80, something like that. Yes. So you're not going to miss it. What's that? A couple cups of coffee, right?
That's less than an ATM visit. How about that?
Yeah. those are the two campaigns that we're really excited about. Those, and we're also quite pleased with the outcome of this year's fundraising, and we're looking forward to doing even more next year.
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, every little bit counts. You think, oh, well, it's just, 25 cents or whatever, but across the board with everybody, man, that adds up and it's a lot. So just being consistent about it. And just, again, every little bit counts and it adds up to a lot for sure.
It sure does. And, it's really a collaborative effort, like you say. It's the small, medium size, the large credit unions that get together, with their employees' support, their members' support. It makes a huge difference at our hospitals. And as you know, credit unions are the third largest corporate contributor to CMN hospitals. Last year, raised over $12 million. So we're all pretty proud of where credit unions stack up against the Walmarts and the Costcos of the world. And I think it's, again, another example of the giving spirit of the credit union community.
Yeah, and that's year round for us. So it's not just this time of year; it's year round for us. So very cool stuff. And the ultimate beneficiary are the kiddos.
The kiddos,
that's it.
That's right.
That's what we do it for. So, Joe, thank you so much. A pleasure working with you again this year in 2017. Look forward to more fun stuff in 2018. And keep up the good work. And if I don't talk to you before, I'm sure I will. But Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Same to you, Mike. We appreciate it. And I guess we'll see you next at GAC.
Indeed, sir. Indeed. Can't wait.
Okay.
All right, Joe. Thanks again.
Thanks again, Mike.
You're welcome.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.